When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
I'm still trying to figure out where Mr. T is. I haven't seen him in 20 years.
Well, that's the thing.
He's, I mean, where is he?
He's still around.
Well, Mr. T, I haven't seen him in 20 years.
I named one of my cats after Mr. T.
Come on, who didn't love Mr. T? He's a legend. All right, let's talk some Eagles football, of course, with the Birds head coach, Nick Sirianni. He's brought to us today, as he always is, by Bud Light. Join Ava Graham this Friday at Big Heads in Richboro for a special Eagles pep rally. Meet Swoop, the cheerleaders, win tickets to an Eagles game and more, including merchandise. The 10-2 head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, and he's got more important things to figure out than where Mr. T is. But Nick Sirianni, where has Mr. T been lately?
I'm sorry.
We were just talking about where
Nick's like, what?
Where's Mr. I haven't seen Mr. T in a show in a long time. Yeah. Good morning, Nick. How are you?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, buddy.
I saw him in Rocky 3. That was the last time.
I know.
Exactly. So, Nick,
you don't see many true Mohawks like Mr. T anymore.
He was rocking it for a long time. All right, so,
with
Nick,
pride.
Congrats, obviously, on another win, and a really big and truly great win. And in this case, bottling up, I'd say not one but two future Hall of Famers, Lamar and Derrick Henry. It's a remarkable achievement. How did your defense do that?
Yeah, obviously that's a really good offense, you know, one of the best offenses in the NFL. And our guys just put their head down and worked and played physical and were on the same page and hustled to the football. And again, like I said, like I've always said, like when you're playing with good fundamentals and when you hustle to the football and everybody on defense is on the same page, good things are going to happen. And that's what we did. And obviously they made some plays. We missed some tackles a little bit more than we've normally. Than we've missed here in the past month or so. But credit to them. But our guys came out and played hard, played physical, and, really helped us get that win.
What makes Vic Fangio so outstanding?
Yeah, you know, I think that, again, it's getting everybody on the same page, calling a game. All the experience that he has calling a game is, you know, he's seen everything. But getting everybody on the same page, holding everybody accountable to be on the same page. And again, when all 11 are working as one on defense, that's a huge, huge deal. You can see it all over the league. When there's a blown play, that's the easiest way to give up an explosive, which is the easiest way to get points. And so I just think, again, just the feel and the call that he has for the game and just getting everybody gelled together is a huge deal. And he's obviously a phenomenal coach, and I'm sure glad he's our coach.
How much do you worry, Nick, about the rookie wall? We got the youngest defense in the NFL. Average age is 25. And I think that's with Darius Slay's 33 factored in there. We got rookies playing. We got rookies starting. We depend upon them. And right about now, if they were last year, their season would be ending. And then that wall hits them in the face. How much do you worry about that, Nick? And how do you prepare for that? How do you guard against it?
Yeah, I look at that as a positive in the sense we are young. We do have fresh legs. We are continuing. We got a couple of rookies that are playing and that we'll always account for. But everybody's individual. We have an individual plan for everybody as far as their health and conditioning goes. It's not one size fits all. And so those are all thought through, and you rest them Monday, Tuesday. You don't rest them, but you monitor them Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday while they're getting better while they're getting better at their skills and being on the same page and everything like that, in attempts to make sure that they're as fresh as they possibly can be on Sunday. And that's not an easy thing, because, again, you want players that are fresh, but you want players that are ready as well to go, you know, that have worked hard all week, that have worked through their fundamentals all week. You know, we believe so much in fundamentals, and it'd be crazy for us not to, work on block destruction, work on tackling, work on ball security going into a game. I mean, I compare it to basketball. If a basketball team played once a week, would they only shoot on game day? Heck no.
Yeah.
So you got to get them ready to go throughout the week, but you also have to balance the fine line of, you know, how do we keep these guys going strong? That we keep these guys healthy, and it's not an easy thing, but you know, that's something that we have to work through as coaches and as a staff, with the strength staff and the trainers and the doctors, to make sure that everybody is ready to go, both physically and skill wise, as we get ready for each game.
Nick Sirianni here, of course, getting ready for Carolina on Sunday. You know, Nick, the slow starts on offense, I know we've talked about it a bunch, and we had a call or a guest, somebody in the last week or so, brought forth a theory and said maybe more than most teams, they try to decode the opposing defense more than other teams. And it's not that they're not trying to score, because of course you are, but maybe you put a greater priority emphasis, I'll use that word, emphasis, on trying to set up future plays and decode what the opposing defense is doing. Any possibility that person's on the right track, that you do it more than most?
You know, I think what our coaches have done, again, when you're good on offense, you're going to get things that you don't quite anticipate. Like, there's things that are going to be shown on tape that aren't shown on tape. Rich, you know this. Like, that are not shown on tape that you're going to get because you have a good offense. And, like, where did that come from? I haven't seen that. Well, they saved it for the Philadelphia Eagles. And I think we talk so much about, you know, slow starts, and we have to start scoring more on our opening drives. And you know, we've had some, we had some drives that have went. The last week was not one of those. But I think what our coaches don't get enough credit for is the way they do adjust and the way they do set up, because we are one of the top scoring offenses in the second, third, and fourth. But we tend to look at things just in a negative aspect of where we are in the first quarter. Now, that's not to say that we don't have to get going faster and better than we have, because it's so important that you get off to a fast start. But I think the coaches and the players have all done a nice job of adjusting to what the defense is doing to us, and that's why we're one of the better scoring teams in the second, third, and fourth quarter. Now, how do we unlock that? If I had the answer, we would do it. We are digging, and we are clawing, and we are scratching to find the answer, so we can get points on that opening drive. We've had some good drives there on that opening drive. We haven't punched them in for touchdowns. I think that's a big thing too. You know, we go to L.A. and we get down to the 3 on our opening drive or the 4 on our opening drive, and we didn't get to punch it in, which would have made a big difference. And so it's sustaining drives, it's creating long drives where you score points, and then it's finishing drives for the touchdown. And like I said, we're working through all those different things to get that fresh start or to get that hot start, which has evaded us so far this season.
Nick, we're trying to rally backs for Barkley in the MVP conversation, but Jalen, let's not forget about our quarterback. Jalen Hurts should be in that conversation. Can you tell us why Jalen Hurts should be in the MVP conversation?
Yeah, I mean, he just wins. I mean, look at his just how he wins, and how he's taking care of the football, and how he has been so efficient like, look at those quarterback ratings through this 8-game win streak. It's so, like, consistently high over and over and over. And that quarterback rating tells you a lot about how the game goes, right? And then it's not counting all the plays that he makes with his feet when something breaks down, whether it's a route, whether it's a protection, you know, whatever it is of all the things. So, I mean, when the guy who touches the ball every single play on a team that's good, man, that's got to count for something. That counts for something for me. I know that because he's been efficient. He's been leading this football team. He's been, you know, great in situational football, like in 4-minute and backed up and all those different things.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
That gets teams in trouble. He's mastered those things. And yeah. So he's led an offense that is scoring points and winning games and, you know, and sometimes you get so bogged down with stats, and I get that, especially when you talk about MVP things. You get so bogged down with stats, but, like, the main stat is winning and losing. And Jalen just, I mean, year after year after year, he just wins. And this is the same thing right now. And he's playing really good, clean football that we sure as heck appreciate as coaches. He hasn't thrown the ball in the fourth quarter very much in the past month and a half. Which can you know, stat wise, if you're looking at it from if you don't watch the game and you get the stat sheet at the end of the game, you're like, oh, you know, he did this. Yeah, we didn't throw it in the fourth quarter, and so that's a huge deal. And that's sometimes you know that's you know his stats show off of a the wins losses is so important, but it doesn't account for, hey, we didn't throw the ball in the fourth quarter because we were up and we were running the clock out.
Mm-hmm. Nick, did you and he together unshackle him a little bit this year with the running? He looks more confident and decisive in the last month or two. And I'm wondering if you and he and Kellen Moore had a conversation to say, when you run, let it rip, man.
Man, I don't know if that's something that you can tell a runner. I mean, he can run now, and he is making plays, and he has some. I think you get a feel for better and better what's working. I think that's the case. Like, what concepts and what schemes are working, you know, you have a good feel for. And man, he's so tough and so physical, and we just tell him to protect himself. So because he's going to run hard every single time he has that ball in his hands. I think maybe what you see is just the different schemes that we're doing that he's been successful at. He doesn't need my help as far as how to run the football, because the way that when they get that ball in their hands, like Jalen or Saquon, that their instincts take over. Yes, we tell them, hey, here's the read, here's what we want, here's your footwork, but you know, when you get a, like, Rich, you know this, when you get the ball in your hands, like, your instincts take over. Like, I'm not letting that guy tackle me. And so, like, yeah. I think that coaching in that aspect, when the ball is in somebody's hands, yes, we'll teach them how to ball security. We'll teach them what hand to carry it in. We'll hold them accountable to that. But, like, shoot, making plays with the ball in your hands is an instinct. It's a skill that I can't take any credit for whatsoever.
That's why, by the way, that's why Andy Reid said, hey, Brian Westbrook, you take the ball, and John, you go be the blocker.
Right,
hey,
exactly.
Hey, Nick, minor point from the last 2 weeks, but it's been a little weird and I'd say kind of irritating. Four times in the last 2 weeks, we think a penalty situation is resolved, and twice in this last game after commercial break, it's like, wait a minute, repunt. So do the refs even bother to check with you or the opposing coach? Are they just assuming what you're going to choose, and then 30 seconds later, yeah, you're like, hold on a second?
Yeah, sometimes it goes that way. The refs do a great job. They do, and it's a hard job that they have. And sometimes it is assumed on the easy ones, and sometimes they give us a moment to figure out what we're going to do. And when you have TV breaks and stuff like that, you know,
yeah,
you have a little bit more time than normal to make those decisions. And that's what you're trying, like, shoot, we're always on the clock, right? I mean, yeah, anybody who's a football coach thinks about, like, I have 40 seconds to do everything, right? Because that's how much time you have to get a play in, this and that. I got 40 seconds to brush my teeth. I got 40 seconds to do that. Like, that's what your mindset's in. And so when you get that a little extra time, we'll take it. And sorry to the fans that, you know, that it goes to break and there's a different thing. But, you know, whether it's Coach Harbaugh, whether it's myself, if we get some extra time that they allow us to have to process it and think through it, we'll take it.
Sure. I'm surprised the league allows it, but I get it. If they allow it, they allow it. How's it looking for Devontae and Dallas for Sunday versus Carolina?
Yeah, we'll see. You know, I don't like to put, timelines on anything, you know, so we'll see as the week progresses. They came in here to work out yesterday after the game. And we haven't even been on the field yet. So, you know, we got to get on the field. We got to kind of get through another couple days before I'm ready to say anything like that. So, they're both really good players and, you know, we need them. So, you know, we'll see where we are later in this week.
Hey, Nick, big game Thursday night. Obviously, Detroit here trying to track down to the Packers. Are you going to watch that in real time or at least try to track it in real time? I know you're busy prepping and you got family and all that, but, I mean, that's a big game for you. Do you follow that in real time Thursday night?
You know, one thing I really like doing on Thursday night, get out here just a little bit earlier on Thursday, and one thing I really like doing is taking some work home with me and sit on the couch and watch football. I don't care who it is. I mean, that's what we do. Like, we watch football. Aren't you bored? You know, aren't you bored of football when you get home? Heck no! I can't wait to watch games when we get home. And so Thursday, you get out a little bit earlier than normal. Just because you're wrapping up the week a little bit more so. So, and when I say early, I mean, you know, you still get out here late, but you at least get to watch some of the game at home. And so I'll watch it because that's my routine, you know, to sit on the couch, do some work and watch some football. And so again, though, my job is to solely focus on the things that we can control. Does that mean I don't root for a team or this or that, or, you know, that? No, because I'm human and we all do that. But I can't control that. Watch and see what's happening, and all we can control is, and all our minds should be focused on is the Carolina Panthers.
Nick, congrats on the tremendous winning streak, and obviously good luck Sunday versus Carolina. Thanks for being on the program today.
Okay, thanks, guys. Thanks,
you got it. Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni.
Hey, it's Mark Schlereth with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.